KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
I am with Carla Sontag, the president and CEO of the New Mexico Business Coalition. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Jim.
You're the kind of friend that if I call you up 10 minutes ago and say, can you be on ABQ Connect today? You're here.
I love this station and I love talking with you. So I was just glad my calendar was open.
Carla, you said something to me before we started today off the air that, by the way, I introduced you to Julie and Susie. I'm surrounded by really powerful women.
Yes.
And I want to point this out because if you're a woman, well, heck, even if you're a man, whatever you are, God has something for you.
Yes.
And trust him and go do it because it'll help people in our state.
And you.
Yeah.
When you follow what God leads you to do, it's amazing what happens for you.
Hey, this is way off the wall, but I want to read this. I don't usually quote comedians, but I found this quote. And I just think it's an amazing quote. And I think of you when I think about this. This is comedian Dave Chappelle. Our culture has accepted two lies. The first is that if you disagree with someone's lifestyle, you must fear or hate them. The second is that to love someone means you agree with everything they believe, say, or do. Both are nonsense. You don't have to compromise your convictions to be compassionate. And then I wrote down John 13:35. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
Yes.
And Carla, I think about you because everything you do is bipartisan. You're not talking about the Republicans or the Democrats or the independents or whoever. You're talking about here we are, we're all together, we are neighbors, we are trying to take care of one another, and we can fix this state. We just have to do it.
Right, right. It takes effort.
And you told me something before we started, that you feel like a lot of people may be giving up.
Yes, we're seeing a lot of complacency. We've got local elections coming up, and people are saying they may not vote. And that's the wrong answer. We've got to vote. You've got to know who's running and vote. And you can go to our website and gain a lot of information.
Yeah, let's talk about that because I have that on that list, but let's talk about it right now. You can go to nmbizcoalition.org and you can find out about the municipal elections. You can find out about the school board elections. Mm-hmm. And how do you put that information together, though? Because you're not just offering your opinion about the candidates.
Correct. The thing that we try to focus on is what do the candidates say about themselves? So we're giving resources. We did a survey. Now, if a candidate does not answer the survey, that'll tell you a lot.
Yes.
If they don't want you to know something, then that's
red flag. I did notice there were a lot of candidates, some candidates that did not respond.
Right. And so if they said, I'm not responding, we posted that. Others have responded. They're brief surveys, but they give you some really good insight into who that person is and what you can expect from them when they're in office.
Well, again, you're not saying these, like I saw in the Albuquerque Journal that they've endorsed some candidates. That's not what you're doing. What you've done is you've sent out some questions to every candidate, said, hey, would you please tell us what you believe? And then you've put that together in a very concise way that people can just click. Again, go to nmbizcoalition.org and you can grab that information. Because our time is limited, I want to go right to the 2023 Heroes Banquet coming up Thursday, November 2nd, 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel, located at 1901 University Boulevard. Tickets are available at nmbizcoalition.org. And the reason you're doing the 2023 Heroes Banquet is one of the encouraging things that you do, which there are many, is to tell our law enforcement officials and our first responders that you really care about them and think about them and you want to honor them.
That's exactly right. And we're also going to be honoring other people, community people that just go above and beyond to really improve the state. We have heroes walking among us, and it's time to honor them and to just say thank you. It's very important. And, you know, it's really uplifting, too, for the people that can attend to see the greatness of some of our wonderful people in the state. I mean, it's just heartwarming.
New Mexico Business Coalition is a 501c3 organization.
We're a C4.
Oh, C4.
But we have a C3 as well.
But it basically allows people to get a tax deduction for donations. You are wholly, you don't get a lot of government funds or anything like that. So you are supported by donations.
Yes. And the proceeds from this event, so that you know, go to scholarships for the children who have lost a parent as a first responder for our state. So last year we had 6 first responders that died in the line of duty. And this year we had someone in Alamogordo. And we just found out this morning that his family, this is Officer Anthony Ferguson from Alamogordo Police Department, his family will come to accept an award for him. So it's a very touching time to recognize that this man gave his life to protect others.
Your husband, Larry, is a former law enforcement officer, and so you have a tagline in your Heroes Banquet promotion that says, some gave a lot, some gave it all. But as I was thinking about that, they've made a decision to give it all.
Yes, they have.
I mean, they have put their lives on the line for us. They don't even know us.
Right. That's exactly right. When they take their oath of office, they have decided that they will protect us to their death if that's what it takes. And so these men and women that we're honoring are true heroes.
And Carla, I know that everybody doesn't share our faith in Jesus, but I have to say that putting your life on the line for others is a God thing, even if they don't realize it's a God thing.
You know, I completely agree. And I think if they're in that line of work and they don't know the Lord, it'd be a really good time to get to know him, because he is the true protector of their life.
How would you like to see our community support law enforcement and first responders?
Well, you can come to the event and show your respect that way. If you're not able to attend, you can make a donation for the scholarships. Something else that we're doing is making a contribution to the 100 Club. That is a first response for a family who has lost a loved one, anyone in the state. They immediately give them some cash to cover those expenses during the loss before other insurance and things kick in. And so they were pretty much financially depleted last year, losing 6 people in 1 year. And so we're trying to help them build up their funds, because it's very important for these first responder families to know they've got a resource there.
Yeah, amazing. I would like you to take a minute and shout out to your sponsors for the Heroes event. Who's helping you put this event on?
That's what's so really awesome. International Protective Service, IPS, is our executive sponsor. Then we have many below them in our gold sponsors: Vulcan Materials, U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union, Mark Kruger, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rio Grande Credit Union, Summit Electric. And then we go on to Klinger Roofing, PNM, Exhibit It, Blake's Lauterberger, Roadrunner Waste Services, Evergard Roofing, La Posta in Mesilla. We have sponsors all over the state. And these are people that believe in our heroes and believe in setting up scholarships for these children who've lost a family member.
And I hope if you're a business and your name isn't on that list, that you might put yourself on that list by helping, because scholarships for families and helping families, you know, you mentioned the 100 Club. I mean, what an amazing thing to be able to. I don't know the red tape if a family with a husband or a wife that are serving as law enforcement, if they were to lose their lives, I can't imagine the red tape that goes through before that family's going to get any financial help. So the 100 Club really steps in to do that, and you're supporting that.
They really do. And we've got other heroes that we are also recognizing. Like, we've got a Veteran of the Year, and we've got police that from Farmington and Albuquerque who are involved in very, very dangerous situations. One of them that ended up in the hospital, but fortunately all of these people lived. And so they will be there to accept an award, but most importantly, to hear our gratitude.
And by the way, none of these people serve because they want to get an award. Their reward is our safety.
It is. And you know, that's the amazing thing. When we tell them we want to recognize them and we invite them, it's interesting the response that we get, because they don't really want the recognition. We have to tell them that we need to do this for them, for the people in the state, because the people want to say thank you. And so we sometimes have to convince them to come and be recognized, because they truly are serving in a selfless way.
I would say that at the time your husband Larry was with the Albuquerque Police Department, that was a difficult time for police officers. A lot of negativity in the press and other kinds of things about the police in general. Do you think that attitude is changing? Are people more thankful? Will they take the time to tell someone thank you for helping us?
You know, I think that we're facing a different challenge with our police right now. One is when the governor passed a law that took away their qualified immunity. It put them at risk. And so we're having a harder time getting them. And they're very focused on now what that financial peril is for them if they get involved in a shooting. And that's a whole different issue. So they... officers are looking at, where is the community support for me? I need my qualified immunity back. So the Business Coalition has been fighting for years to get that overturned, and the governor won't do it.
You believe that's a major reason why, for example, in the city of Albuquerque, we're 400 police officers short in terms of recruiting for the number of officers that we need. You think that's a major contributor?
I do, because, I mean, first of all, we've talked about how they put their life on the line. But without qualified immunity, now they're putting their family's well-being on the line as well. And that is just not fair. It is not fair to them. They need to know that they've got their personal assets protected if they are following the law when they respond. There's always been a way that officers are held accountable if they operate outside of their training or outside of the law. They don't walk away without any accountability. That is not what qualified immunity is. So yes, that is a problem. The other thing that we're facing, though, with this increase in crime, we often aren't seeing officers respond as quickly. Some of it's the shortage. Some of it is just they're overwhelmed with the crime in the city, in various cities around the state. And so people aren't seeing them as often to be able to thank them for their service.
Right. Well, and I do think, I think our listeners are the kind of people that would take the time to say thank you.
Yes.
And all are our police officers or all of our pastors perfect people? No.
No.
We all have sin, but we need to take the time to thank those people for putting themselves out there and helping us. And,
yes.
You know, I only mention that about pastors because so many times we put our pastors on this pedestal and they're people just like we are.
Absolutely.
And so are our police officers and so are our nurses and our first responders of every other kind. And,
yes.
You know, we just need to support one another. We're part of a community. And
that's right. And this gives you a lot of opportunities because you can come and thank them in person. You can thank them when you see them on the street. If you're not able to do either of those, you can send in a contribution to this fund and help them in a way that they know that they're going to have resources should something drastic happen to them.
Carla Sontag is the president and CEO of the New Mexico Business Coalition. You can find out more about them at nmbizcoalition.org. We have another segment with Carla, and we're going to talk about a number of issues that are now escalating, or I guess just in the process, they're now going to be going to court. And what the legal fund of the New Mexico Business Coalition is, and how, if you join the New Mexico Business Coalition, how you might benefit as a member and benefit our community. We'll be back with Carla Sontag. Stay with us. Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition in studio with me. Also, we ought to bring up Better Together New Mexico. That's a sister organization.
Right.
Carla, you're bringing people together in our state, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, et cetera, to just help our state.
Yes.
And I think that makes perfect sense because there's probably not more business owners that are Democrats or Republicans or unaffiliated or independents or whatever. People are in business. There's the same principles apply to business as do any other political party. And you found a way to bring people together and to fight for our communities without getting into the politics.
Yes, it's amazing because what we started doing during COVID was looking for people that were standing up and saying, you know, this is not good for the state, or this is a way that we can help the state. And so we just started bringing these people together, and they all operate under the umbrella of Better Together New Mexico. We have 125 leaders of different organizations, and there's about 140 organizations. We have an outreach to over 300,000 New Mexicans, and it's making a huge difference because these people are hearing from us on a regular basis and finding ways they can plug in, engage, and get involved to make a difference together, because they were all people doing good work alone. Mm-hmm. But we're so much more powerful doing it together.
Yes, amen. Let's talk about the New Mexico NMBC Legal Fund, and you're now having to take some issues particular to the city of Albuquerque to court.
Yes, it's a sad situation in Albuquerque, but our crime rate is out of control. The governor even spoke about that recently, saying if you live in Albuquerque, you're not safe to go to work or to get your prescription drugs or to go to a park. And she's right. We're not safe anymore, and we shouldn't be living this way. The crime rate is out of control, and a lot of this, as we have spent a couple of years researching it, goes back to decisions made by people in charge, primarily the mayor of Albuquerque, when he said last fall he will not enforce certain laws that are on the books. And then this spring, he had his chief of police say, we're not going to enforce, and chief put it in writing. We made such a public outcry notifying people what was going on. He rescinded it, but we're still seeing that they're not enforcing certain laws. So in order to get that changed, we found a law firm that had a similar situation in Phoenix. They sued the city of Phoenix and they won a landmark decision. They have said they'll take our case if we want to file suit against the city. Not what I'd like to do, but unfortunately, I think it's necessary. So it's up to the community. If they want to contribute to the legal fund, all that money goes in to pay for the attorneys. We'll have a local attorney and the Arizona attorneys that are taking this statewide. They've already filed in Salt Lake City and in Tucson. They're looking at San Francisco, and they would love to take Albuquerque because somebody has to force them to do something because they won't do it on their own.
Yeah, and it's hard for me to evaluate what their motivations are. I want to say this. You've mentioned Mayor Keller and you've mentioned Chief Medina.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage our listeners to pray for both of those men.
Mm. We certainly do.
To just have them literally have God speak to them in a very audible way, and that they would be convicted about where they need to lead our city, because it's not about our ideas. I'm always fascinated. I'm a retired banker, and I always find it so interesting that people talk about handling money, savings and investments and these different things, all these different ways. And the truth is, there's not a lot of ways to handle money. There's the right way and there's the wrong way.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not rocket science. Now, there are some investments, obviously, that are more complicated than others, and you probably have to know what you're doing. You know, if you're going to be a real estate investor or a developer, you kind of need to know what you're doing and understand
right.
the pitfalls. If you're involved in the stock market or you know, commodities or whatever, you kind of need to know what you're doing. But there's fundamentals that we need to stick with. Well, the same thing is true with handling crime.
Mm-hmm.
I just had Alma Reynolds with Joy Junction. They are the largest provider of a emergency homeless shelter in the state of New Mexico and in Albuquerque. And she is very complimentary about a lot of things that the city is trying to do for homelessness. They're trying this and they're trying that. Now, the city's also taking a bunch of criticism. And I don't know what part of the lawsuit might include this, but the truth is that there are laws on the books of the state of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like littering ordinance. If you or I went on a corner anywhere in Albuquerque and we littered that corner like you see so many times, we would literally be arrested and taken to jail.
Right.
But that's not done with certain people in our population. And it's confusing to all of us because all you really need to do is enforce the laws that are on the books. And my previous guest, Susie Blake with the Grief Center, she said something that was interesting during the interview. Among many things she said that was interesting, she said, we don't have a lot of mental health treatment facilities in Albuquerque. And mental health so many times is affected by substance abuse and other things. Carla, all of this is part of what we'd all love to be investing in, but you just can't let people do whatever they want.
That's the biggest problem, and that's the decision that has been made by the mayor, by the chief. And, you know, now, Jim, I want to clarify. There is some good, positive things being done for the homeless. We are distinguishing our problem from just the homeless population, the people without homes, to the vagrants and the transients that are coming wholesale into this city because they know they can do just about anything they want and not have laws enforced against them. That's the problem, and that's the difference. Jesus said, we'll always have the poor among us. Well, we're always going to have homeless. We had a population of a couple of hundred homeless in Albuquerque until a few years ago when the mayor stopped enforcing laws against these people. Now the count is somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 on our streets. But again, these are people that choose to live this way. They choose to come here because it is for them a free-for-all. And it puts the rest of us at risk. It puts our properties at risk and our personal lives at risk. And we shouldn't be living like that. We're paying taxes for protection that we're not getting. So people say, why should I contribute to the lawsuit when I'm already paying for my protection? Well, you're not getting your protection. And there are businesses paying close to $1 million a year to hire outside protection of their properties. That's how bad it is.
Well, Carla, I know that the Walmart store at Manal and Carlisle closed for exactly the reason you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's, I'll call it a big box store, pretty deep pockets internationally. But they decided, hey, we can't do anything about this crime. We're having people arrested. We're doing this. And I can't imagine the frustration the police are experiencing because mm-hmm. they'll arrest somebody, they'll book them, and then they're out doing the same thing an hour later.
Right.
And I don't mean to be exaggerating, but I'm just trying to make a point that you can't just keep arresting people and not doing anything about it. So again, all of this requires prayer. I hope that our listeners will support the New Mexico Business Coalition. Go to nmbizcoalition.org. Don't forget about the 2023 Heroes Banquet, November 2nd, 6 to 8, Crown Plaza Hotel. You can go to nmbizcoalition.org to sign up. Thanks, Carla.
Thank you.